All right, well, next up, Cybronica covered Zombie Eaters by Faith No More for Albatross. Now, the original track is not my favorite song in the whole world, and it just sort of generally didn't interest me. You know, it's like 6 minutes long, and it's all just sort of early 90s alt rock, and I was kind of eh. But, you know, Cybronica's version improves this song almost beyond recognition. You know, that vocal line is beautiful, the instrumentation is better, the harmonies are just lovely. Some of the mandolin sounds a little off time, but I didn't mind that really. I just kind of noticed it and was wondering what was going on occasionally, but it wasn't a deal breaker. It was still lovely. And they did a fabulous job of cutting 2 minutes off the song, which is exactly. Also a good choice,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, my notes say, quote, "Let's take a song Micah will hate and see if we can make him like it." And they did a pretty good job. In addition to cutting 2 minutes off the runtime, they cut out some of the more cringeworthy lyrics, which I won't repeat here. And the vocal delivery of the original really, really grated on me. The sort of like whispered for emphasis. And then the, as you say, early 90s, just the whole thing. I was primed to really dislike this. And then, yeah. Pretty much every single aspect that I didn't like of the original, they improved or otherwise just excised completely. So they did a fantastic job.
Yeah, one thing they did to excise that song is they took all of the guitars out of it. So there are no guitars. There's an ukulele and maybe a mandolin, I'm not sure. And they did away with that whole thing where they go acoustic for, like, it seems like minutes. And then all of a sudden the full band comes in with the electric guitars. They just dropped that entirely, which I think was an excellent choice. Shaved 2 minutes off of it. I felt like Cybronica's vocals were even kind of bluesy sounding in places, which I think was a really nice touch. As Ryan mentioned, the harmonies with Estefania were great. I love it when the whole band is singing together. I thought that was wonderful. And the quieter ending with the sort of haunting piano sound at the end I thought was quite nice. This is another case where I like the cover better than the original by a long shot.
Yeah, I think that some of Cybronica's vocal, the kind of bluesy vocal sound that you mentioned, are kind of a gesture towards the kind of snarly, whiny sound of the original, but within a context where it's actually pleasant to listen to.
Nice.